Mr. President, I just wanted to speak about some of the things we've seen recently in the press about nominees or potential nominees of the president-elect. One that's interested me, they've all interested me, but one especially, there's been a great deal in the press about the president-elect nominating Eric Holder to be attorney general. This would be an outstanding and an historic nominee. Mr. Holder would be the first African-American to serve as attorney general, the highest ranking law enforcement officer in the country. But far more importantly than that, he would be as qualified a person as could be found in either party in this country. Over the last 8 years, political manipulation and influence from partisan political operatives in the White House have undercut the Department of Justice and its mission. They've severely undermined the morale of the career professionals, and they've shaken public confidence in our federal justice system. We need the new Attorney General to be a person not only of integrity, but also, and just as importantly, of experience. Somebody who can inspire the thousands of hardworking prosecutors and agents and employees who do their best every day to enforce the law and promote justice without regard to partisan politics. We need an attorney general in the mold of Robert Jackson, and Eric Holder fits that mold. Investigations by the Judiciary Committees of the Senate and the House, by the Department of Justice's own Inspector General, have substantiated some of our worst fears. We now have, as you go around the courts in this country, you have this corrosive situation in which defendants routinely question whether federal prosecutions are politically motivated. Not whether the law was broken or not, but whether political considerations determined whether the prosecution would be brought or not. And great damage has been done to the credibility and effectiveness of the Justice Department. Now, I've known Eric Holder for years. If he is President-elect Obama's selection to be the next Attorney General, he'd bring the kind of leadership and temperament, experience, and judgment we need to restore the rule of law and rebuild the reputation of the Department of Justice so it's worthy of its name. The next Attorney General has to understand our moral and legal obligations to protect the fundamental rights of all Americans. The Attorney General has to ensure the Department of Justice is working to uphold the Constitution and the rule of law, not working to circumvent them in order to promote the president's political agenda. We need an Attorney General who realizes that no one's above the law. Attorney General's not above the law. No member of this body, but especially the President of the United States is not above the law. Now, I know that Mr. Holder appreciates and respects the work and commitment of the thousands of men and women who work at the Justice Department and their dedication to enforcing the law and promoting justice. They know him from his days at the Public Integrity Section, from his time as a U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, from his years as the Deputy Attorney General, the second highest ranking official of the department. I actually think that his choice would be welcomed by career professionals and prosecutors at the Department of Justice. He could do a great deal to restore morale as well as the rule of law. His career has been one of firsts. Shortly after his graduation from Columbia Law School, he joined the Department of Justice as part of the Attorney General's Honors Program. He was assigned to the newly formed Public Integrity Section in 1976. He worked there for 12 years. What did he do? He investigated and prosecuted corruption. Well, at the Public Integrity Section, Mr. Holder participated in a number of prosecutions and appeals involving such defendants as the state treasurer of Florida, a former ambassador to the Dominican Republic, a local judge in Philadelphia, an assistant United States attorney in New York City, an FBI agent, and a capo in an organized crime family. And after a dozen years as a prosecutor, one of the best there was, President Ronald Reagan nominated him to be an associate judge of the Superior Court of the District of Columbia. When Ronald Reagan nominated to be that judge, he was easily confirmed. He served in that position for 5 years. He left the bench, coming, incidentally, again, the first African-American U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. That is the largest U.S. attorney's office in the country. And in that post, he oversaw prosecution of a powerful Democratic congressman. 4 years later, he was nominated to the important post of Deputy Attorney General. And I worked with the then chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senator Orrin Hatch, and we reported his nomination favorably to the United States Senate. And I was disturbed that an anonymous Republican hold delayed consideration of his nomination for 3 weeks. Because the reason I was disturbed, when that hold was lifted, and we had a vote open in the daylight, all 100 senators voted to confirm Eric Holder to be the Deputy Attorney General of the United States. Again, the first African American in the history of the department to achieve that high position. But with all this, notwithstanding my friendship with Mr. Holder, notwithstanding my friendship with the president-elect, he should be voted for either for or against him on his merits. It will be an historic footnote on his race, but that is not what should make the difference. Whoever is nominated to the position of the chief law enforcement officer of this country should be there on his merits. And what wonderful merits. He's prosecuted high-level public officials in organized crime, developed comprehensive programs to combat domestic violence, child abuse, violent crime, revitalized programs to assist crime victims. He's helped guide the department's efforts on the criminal prosecution of corporations, health care fraud, computer crimes, software piracy, helped develop a community prosecution model. He served at nearly every level of the Department of Justice he would lead. That's what makes him qualified to be here. We need an attorney general, as Attorney General Robert Jackson, I referred to earlier, said 68 years ago about the federal prosecutor, quote, who serves the law and not factional purposes, and approaches his task with humility. Well, that's the kind of prosecutor Eric Holder always was. It's the kind of attorney general he would be. This is very personal to me, Mr. President. I considered one of the best opportunities I ever had to serve the public was in law enforcement as a prosecutor. I did that for 8 years. It's after I'd returned from law school in Vermont. Ironically, I came close to serving in that area in the federal government. The then Attorney General had invited me in to talk to me and basically to encourage me to come in the Department of Justice. He had reviewed my grades, he reviewed where I was in the Georgetown Law Center, and talked to me about coming in there. I spent some time with him, and I said, Mr. Attorney General, tell me again how the Department of Justice works. Are you free of political influence from the White House? And I remember him saying, and I can see his eyes today as he looked me straight in the eye and said, I've told the president that neither he nor anyone from the White House can interfere with prosecutions, that we will make those determinations here in the Department of Justice based on the facts and the law. I remember even at that time, I thought if I was ever a prosecutor, that's the kind of prosecutor I'd want to be. And this attorney general, who I talked with, did exactly that. When a person who was key to the election of the president of the United States and committed a crime, this attorney general prosecuted that person. Now, this was particularly significant, Mr. President. That attorney general was Robert F. Kennedy. The president of the United States was his brother, John F. Kennedy. But he said, we will protect the integrity of the Department of Justice. I want to see that again. I had that in my mind when I was a prosecutor. And I believe so strongly that we neither fear nor favor. We'd enforce the law. There's no question in my mind Eric Holder would do that. But as important as it would be for him to be Attorney General, I think of the thousands of men and women who work for the Department of Justice, some of the finest people you'll ever see anywhere, Mr. President. Many I've known for decades, most of whom I have no idea what their political allegiance are, whether they're Republicans or Democrats or independents. I know one thing about every single one of them. They're good. They're the best. They're the best of the best. And they deserve, as an attorney general, the best of the best. And I commend President-elect Obama for considering Eric Holder in this position. He's a public servant who had broad support within the law enforcement community on both sides of the aisle. I was pleased to see the initial reactions of Senator Hatch and Senator Sessions, Senator Colburn, all Republican members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and many others to acknowledge his public service, his integrity, and good qualities. And he should have the support of senators from both sides of the aisle. And if the president-elect chooses to nominate him, I can assure you, Mr. President, Senate Judiciary Committee will hold his nomination hearings in January in the new Senate. I have that on the utmost authority. Thank you. I yield the floor and suggest the absence of a quorum.